You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has opened its doors for another day and another week, so it's time for the opening with Nick Kunzer from Sanlam Private Wealth. And here we go. We had a volatile session on Friday, Nick, which we'll go back to in a moment via your thoughts. And today it's Labor Day in the United States, but futures markets are open and not looking so good. But let's go back to Friday. What happened? Because it was on a precipice at one stage, the Nasdaq in particular, yeah. Then it reversed.
Yeah, morning, Lindsay. I mean, if one thing you can say and get used to volatility, September is notorious for being volatile. And of course, we know what October brings. So, it's certainly living up to its name because Thursday's losses down over 5%. On Friday, we opened at one point, Nasdaq down 5.2% at its worst. Dow Jones also. Dow was down about 600 points at its session low, but they're all pretty much reversed with this buy the dip sort of mentality. Tesla. Tesla was down about 8. Sorry, I beg your pardon. Tesla was down 14%, I think, at one point on Friday and finished up 2.8% on the day. And the same goes for, obviously, the biggest company in the world on the U.S., that is Apple. Apple, which is also down about 6%. Finishing up by 0.5% firmer. So huge reversals, and then again this morning, the volatile is back. But, you know, as we said, it is U.S. Labor Day holiday, so I wouldn't read too much into the sort of thin markets. But at the moment, there's definitely a nervousness about this market.
Yes, there is. Nasdaq futures down 1%. But let's go straight into the spot prices, if we can. Let me just refresh my screen, if I would, if I can. I was going to talk about it later on, but I was going to call you newly married, Nick, because you were married on Saturday. While I'm looking at it. Congratulations. I enjoyed the ceremony
Thank you very much.
It was very good. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, lockdown. I did. Lockdown wedding. And I actually joked. I mean, you heard the speech. I said, if you don't know someone after 6 months in a two-bed flat and in lockdown, you're never going to know someone. So was either going to get married or get murdered. Went for the marriage option. But thank you.
Yes, very good. And I must say that I've never been to a web wedding before. That's the first one. And also, it's the first time I've ever been to a wedding where I've never met the bride or the groom. It's very, very peculiar times in which we live.
I will say one thing, Lindsay. It was the cheapest wedding I've ever had to do.
Yeah, exactly. Every cloud has a silver lining. The dollar rand is 16.65. The British pound against the rand is 22.01. And the euro rand is 19.71 with euro dollar 1.1840, which is very... Actually, no. What am I talking about? It's unchanged since Friday. In the States on Friday, as we've already mentioned, the Dow Jones was down 0.5%, having been much worse off than that. S&P was down 0.8. NASDAQ was down 1.25%. This morning, the futures showing the NASDAQ down about 1% and the S&P futures down around about 0.4. In the Far East this morning, Tokyo down 0.5%, Shanghai down nearly 2%, and Hang Seng down nearly 0.5%, with the Australian market down a third. Gold price? Yes, having a bit of a nasty morning. Doesn't like Mondays. 1931 down $23 an ounce. Platinum is down $25 an ounce to 905. Where's palladium, please, Nick?
Yeah, and palladium also is, but it's actually bucking the trend a little bit. It's up 2,307. It's up 0.5%.
Right, and the oil price. .com, which is just booting up at the moment, shows that the West Texas is down 1.3% to $39.24, or 54 cents a barrel weaker, and Brent crude oil is $42.15 per barrel, down 0.5%, half a dollar, or 1.2%. So it's a mixed morning. And Labor Day, we were going to talk about Labor Day and holidays in London, but we'll do that tonight, I think, and what we used to get up to when the US was closed and therefore London was quiet. But we don't want to do that now. What's in the diary this week in South Africa and the world?
So, I mean, we've got a reasonably busy diary. Let me run through like we do on a Monday. So, obviously, Labor Day today, so the market's going to be thin. But if we see what's going on the week ahead, I guess the big one for me is obviously Brexit up with the EU and the UK resuming talks tomorrow, and they are in final negotiations, and no one's really priced in the outcome of this yet, but it sounds like they're getting further and further apart. I'm watching the news flow has been coming across this morning quite fast and furious.
Yes.
So that's going to be a big one for me. Also, the other big one, of course, European Central Bank meet on Thursday. That's the ECB.
Yes.
And, you know, if you've seen what the euro's done, it's been very strong against the dollar the last couple of months, and I think the ECB are quite concerned with that. And then economic side, we get industrial production numbers out of Germany, France, Italy, unemployment data out of the Eurozone, and then, of course, industrial production numbers on Friday as well. And given the Fed, with their idea of being a loose inflation target now, there's two big inflation numbers out on Thursday, are the PPI numbers, and on Friday are consumer core numbers. So it's quite a lot to digest. And if we look locally, then not a huge amount. I guess the focus for me is going to be South Africa's second quarter GDP numbers.
Yes.
They are out tomorrow. And of course, you know, we are expecting dire results from this COVID-19. In fact, guys are talking about a 50% drop. It's worst on living on sort of records. And then a couple of day chart, we had AVR up this morning, and then tomorrow sees ShopRite. Big one for me also Wednesday on the diary, that's Aspen. They're after their annual results. And then Thursday, there's also quite a few. We've got Sunderland Interim and First Rand as well. So plenty to keep us busy, even though today might be quiet.
Yes, and before we get into the Stock Exchange News Service announcements, what happened with clicks over the weekend? I sort of missed this because I don't look at corporate websites. But there was a very insensitive posting on the Clicks website regarding natural hair colour for black people and for white people, and it really got politicised by the EFF. What has happened there? What's your interpretation of this before you tell me what the share price is doing?
I actually haven't even picked up on that story. Where did you pick it up?
I picked it up everywhere, social media. Yeah, have a look. If you don't know, we'll talk about it tonight. There's a very very strange story, and Julius Malema, bless him, has used it. But anyway, it was an incredibly insensitive Clicks story, and they have apologised profusely about it. But yeah, the damage has been done. But what's Clicks doing, incidentally, before you have a look at the story for tonight?
Yeah, so the share price down around 30.6%. Doesn't seem to be too much. And interesting enough, I'm looking at my Reuters. There's no reference to the story you're talking about.
Well, have a look at Clicks anyway.
For what it's worth.
Just Google Clicks News South Africa, and you'll see it. And there's videos and everything. Anyway, it doesn't matter. AVI came out with its results this morning at 7 o'clock. What has it done? And what were the results like? Did you discuss it in your morning meeting?
Yes, we did. Yes, it is tying in quite nicely with what we think is going to be a bit of food inflation and a bit of inflation in the commodity sector, and especially soft commodities. So we've been looking at that one quite intently. The numbers were actually, I thought they were really, really good considering all, you know, the environment that we're operating in. Share price up 2.5%, 66.99 at the moment. But once again, if you actually look at the outlook in the announcement this morning, which I know David Shapiro always talks about,
yes,
they were extremely positive with the outlook, saying how generally things are better on the footwear side, they're on the apparel side was much better. Of course, they own brands that you might know, Spitz and Green Cross and a few others. But in general, I thought they were really sort of solid set of numbers, and the market also thinks so too. 2.4% up at the moment.
Very good indeed. That's the only thing of note that I can see on the Stock Exchange News Service. So maybe we should have a look at the let's go back to a different part of my screen and have a look at the movers so far. I've got Anglo Gold Ashanti up nearly 4%, Harmony up 3.3%, Goldfields also up 3.3%, Capital and Counties up 2.4%, and Sappy up 2.3%. Hammerson, what's happened to Hammerson? Is this a bad print I've got on my screen? Is that an erroneous? Is there an accounting nicety or a finger fault on Hammerson? What have you got for Hammerson on the downside?
Well, I've got it on the upside, up 18.3%.
Okay, well, I've got it down 89% on my screen. Obviously, there's a finger fault somewhere on the information provider that I use. Truworths, I've got down nearly 4%. Lighthouse Capital down 2.2%. ShopRite down 1.7%. And Santam down 1%. So two retailers in there. Any reason for the retailers being two out of the five worst performers on the JSE today? In other words, ShopRite and Truworths. Anything going on that I should know about?
No, not that I'm aware of. And you can't compare it to the Rand. I mean, the Rand is pretty much doing nothing. It's going sideways. So I'm not sure, but certainly one to keep an eye on. I've got ShopRite as well, down 1.5%. So a little bit of pressure coming in the local retailing space.
I suppose Truist did have their results last week. Maybe it's just a hangover from that. Okay, any other stocks that you're looking at today?
Just that AVRs are still off of those numbers are really good, so we're going to keep an eye on that one. And obviously those who are sort of interested in Sasol, they're selling, the Saudis were coming out and selling oil apparently at really discounted prices over the weekend, which explains why that oil price has been a little bit soggy, so I'll keep an eye on that one too. There was quite a nice story doing the rounds in the Financial Times, and it sort of made the front pages. I don't know if you saw it regarding, we've been speaking about the huge increase in options in the VIX over the last week or two. And there's a story came out of the weekend that apparently the SoftBank, those who had the debacle with WeWork as well, they have been the main buyers of this particular, of all the FANG shares that have been squeezing us up. And they said there's this real, they call it feedback loop. So every single time the banks write the options and give it to SoftBank, they have to hedge themselves, and they've been running into the market to buy more and more shares to cover themselves for these upside calls they've been writing. So that explains, there's a lot of a lot of due diligence that has been done by the journalists who wrote the story. And that explains why we've seen such a massive push up in some of these FANG shares. I would certainly be a little bit cautious being long FANG, because once the banks sniff out who's actually long it, and now they know that SoftBank are holding all these options, it'll be quite interesting to see how this plays out.
Because SoftBank have sort of fallen from grace recently, so I wouldn't be surprised if they get it completely wrong, or if they're doing it for a different reason, some kind of hedging structure, I don't understand. But certainly that would explain a lot of the volatility. If the numbers that, I know David Shapiro put out a tweet about it and caught my eye, it's a weird story to me.
It's a very weird story, but it certainly makes it. It explains why we've seen this almost this melt up in a straight line. That does answer the question. The problem, of course, now is that these markets are they can be quite brutal at times. So now everyone knows who's holding what hands at the card table.
Yes.
I'm going to be interested to see how it plays out, because I think these banks have been caught quite short. Because if SoftBank are now sitting with a profit, supposedly of $4 billion off the back of this trade, that means a whole group of banks are sitting with a loss of $4 billion, because it is a zero-sum game unless they've completely hedged themselves or not. You want to be a little bit careful sort of upsetting the Wall Street banks and making them lose money. This could be quite interesting.
Yes, it will be interesting. Just an update on the best five performers on the JSE this morning after 50 minutes of trading. We've got Harmony, Anglo Gold Ashanti, Goldfield, Sappi and Implats all on the upside between 4% and 2.5%. The indices after 51 minutes of trading, please. Nick Kunzel on this Monday morning.
Yes, on this Monday and on this Labor Day, it's a nice start to the week. In the green, 0.79% firmer, 54,304, that's your JSE All Share. The top 40 up 0.79% as well, 50,150, reclaiming the 50,000 level of the top 40. And looking at the indices, utilities are having a great day, up 7.9%. So are the miners, basic materials, up 1.4%. Consumer non-cyclicals, they're also 0.76% stronger. I mean, on the downside, we have technology shares down 0.25%. Same goes for healthcare. It was having a bit of a softer session. And maybe that's your click story there.
Yeah, exactly. We'll talk about that later on. Nick Kunze, thank you very much for your time this morning. That's newly married Nick Kunze from Sandland Private Wealth. And that was the opening. He'll be back with me for the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.